Human trafficking stings, those things you see ripped from the headlines. Well, this time the story is about how to navigate the legal fallout if you ever found yourself caught up in one, right here in Scottsdale.
Yeah. I mean, it's
heavy stuff, right?
Yes, it is.
And the information coming from Suzuki Law Offices, criminal defense attorneys in Phoenix. I mean, it reads like a legal labyrinth.
It does.
So our deep dive today, and this is key, it isn't about taking sides here.
Right.
It's about understanding this complicated world and arming yourself with the knowledge, just in case.
Yeah, knowledge is power, especially in these sorts of situations.
Absolutely. And Suzuki Law Offices, their website is our source here, and they don't mince words. Their very first piece of advice, if you're ever arrested, silence is your best friend. Not a word.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whisper. Ask for a lawyer, and that's it. And this almost feels counterintuitive, doesn't it?
It really does. And that's why the why is so important. I'm sure you've heard of Miranda rights.
Right.
Specifically, the Fifth Amendment, which protects you from self-incrimination.
Right.
So in the chaos and stress of an arrest, it's very easy for someone to say something that they don't mean or something that could be misconstrued.
Right, right.
Or even accidentally incriminate themselves.
Oh, wow.
And that's why law enforcement is required to inform you of your right to remain silent.
So even if in your head you're thinking, oh, I can clear this up, it's better to just let the professionals handle it.
Exactly. Precisely. The legal system operates on specific procedures, and even a seemingly innocent explanation can have unintended consequences without the proper legal counsel.
Okay, so you've stayed silent. You got a lawyer. Now the way of the charges, it's really starting to set in. And this is where things get even more serious, right? We're talking about charges ranging from misdemeanors to felonies, and I feel like that's a whole different ballgame.
It is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
And as our source highlights, understanding that difference is absolutely crucial.
Okay.
The severity of the charge, it really dictates the entire defense strategy. Misdemeanors and felonies carry vastly different penalties.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking, you know, from fines to potential imprisonment.
Right.
And it gets even more complicated if there are any prior convictions involved.
Wait, so something on your record from years ago, even if it seems completely unrelated, could make your situation now way worse?
Unfortunately, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for example, you had a DUI a few years back.
Okay.
Even though it seems completely unrelated, in the context of, let's say, a prostitution sting.
Right.
The prosecution might try to use that past DUI to paint you as someone who disregards the law, making your defense that much harder.
Wow.
It's a good reminder that the legal system often looks at the bigger picture.
That's a huge takeaway for me already. Okay, so we've talked about staying silent, getting a lawyer, and really understanding the weight of those charges. But what about this whole idea of entrapment? I feel like we see this in the movies all the time, but I imagine, legally speaking, it's a minefield.
Oh, it's a minefield, absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine this. You're at a car dealership, and the salesperson just keeps pushing you to buy a more expensive car, even though you've made it very clear it's not in your budget.
Right.
They wear you down. You eventually cave.
Right.
Now, imagine that scenario. But with law enforcement pressuring someone into committing a crime, they wouldn't have otherwise.
Oh, wow.
That's the essence of entrapment.
So it's not just about feeling pressured. You have to, like, legally prove that law enforcement went way too far with their tactics.
Absolutely. And proving that.
Yeah.
Incredibly difficult. It's not just enough to say, oh, they pressured me.
Yeah.
The law requires showing that the police didn't just provide an opportunity to commit a crime, but they actually induced or coerced someone into doing something that they wouldn't have done otherwise.
Well, okay.
And our source, Suzuki Law Offices, points out some red flags that lawyers look for. For example, did the police create this false sense of urgency? Did they offer inducements that were just too hard to resist? Did they repeatedly target someone who was very clearly not interested initially? These are just some of the questions that come into play when you're trying to build an entrapment defense.
Okay, so you're saying that proving entrapment is about proving that the police actually crossed the line.
Yes, and documenting that crossing is key. And this is where this meticulous analysis of all the evidence comes in. And this is something that the source really emphasizes. We're talking about surveillance footage, digital evidence texts, emails, witness testimonies. It's about piecing together what actually happened.
So they're looking for inconsistencies, anything that doesn't quite add up in the official narrative.
Precisely. Was the evidence collected legally? Are there gaps or contradictions in the testimonies? And remember, this isn't always just about guilt or innocence. This is about making sure that your rights were protected throughout the entire process.
Because even if someone did make a mistake, they still deserve to be treated fairly under the law, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone deserves a fair trial and competent legal representation.
Mm.
That's a cornerstone of our justice system.
Mm-hmm.
And that applies whether you're facing, you know, a misdemeanor or a very serious felony charge.
Right, right. So you've asserted your right to silence. You've got your lawyer. The gravity of these charges is really sinking in. And this is where I imagine the expertise of your lawyer becomes so crucial, especially when it comes to navigating the treacherous waters, I imagine, of plea deals, right?
You're right. Plea deals are a maze.
Yeah.
And they come with a heavy dose of pressure.
Right.
The prosecution may dangle what seems like a lighter sentence in exchange for a guilty plea.
Right.
But Suzuki Law Offices, they stress something that's really vital. You need to understand the long-term ramifications before you accept any kind of deal. It's not just about this immediate case. It's about your future.
It's almost like a ripple effect. It could potentially impact, I mean, even your job prospects, your housing, your personal relationships.
Precisely, a plea deal that can follow you for years, even after you've served a sentence.
Oh, wow.
And this brings us to a larger point that Suzuki Law Offices really emphasizes. And that's the importance of safeguarding your constitutional rights every step of the way, from the moment you're arrested to any potential plea deal, or if it goes that far, trial.
Right. And we're seeing the charges that can come with these stings. They're all over the place. The source lists, child sex trafficking, prostitution, pandering.
Yeah.
Even drug possession seems to get wrapped up in these operations.
It does. And each of those charges, they bring their own set of complexities and defense strategies. Let's take child sex trafficking, for example. That's an incredibly serious accusation.
Absolutely.
And defending against that often involves a really deep dive into the intricacies of the sting operation itself.
So in a child sex trafficking case, you're saying it's not just about did they or didn't they? It's also about was there any manipulation going on within the sting operation itself?
Exactly, exactly. Were there promises made that weren't kept, for example? Were there any pressure applied that could be considered undue influence? I mean, these are just a couple of the lines of inquiry that a skilled lawyer would immediately hone in on.
Right, right.
Each detail, each interaction could be absolutely crucial in building a strong defense.
It's like every case has its own DNA, so you need that tailored approach.
Mm-hmm.
And this brings us back to Suzuki Law Offices. I mean, the information that we're talking about comes directly from their website, so of course they're promoting their services, but they do underscore their experience as former prosecutors, and I imagine that's a big leg up in a situation like this, right?
Yeah, think of it like playing chess. Knowing your opponent's moves, their strategies, their tendencies, that's invaluable.
Oh, absolutely.
Suzuki Law Offices having former prosecutors on their team, that means that they've been on the other side of these cases. They understand the tactics, the thought processes, maybe even potentially some weaknesses in the prosecution's case.
So it's not just knowing the law. It's about anticipating the other side's moves and having a defense that's ready for anything.
That's exactly it. And even with the best legal representation, you know, these cases, they take a toll.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just a legal battle. It's an emotional roller coaster. You're dealing with fear, uncertainty, the potential damage to your reputation. It's a lot to carry.
And even if someone is ultimately cleared of all charges, I can't imagine what that experience would do to you. I mean, that has to stick with you.
Absolutely.
And I imagine that having a strong support system, whether it's friends, family, that's got to be crucial during such a difficult time.
It's not just crucial. It's a lifeline. Having people to confide in, to just offer emotional support, to help navigate all the complexities of this situation, it makes a world of difference. And it's not just about individual support either, right? I mean, there's a much larger conversation happening around these sting operations.
Right.
A conversation about their effectiveness, their ethics, their potential for unintended consequences. We need to be talking about this more.
That's what I find so fascinating about this. It's not a black and white issue. There are really strong arguments on both sides. You know, of course, we need to protect our communities from very serious crimes like human trafficking, but we also have to make sure that individual rights are protected.
Yeah.
It's such a delicate balance.
It is. And this is where public awareness is so important. The more informed we are, both as individuals and as a society, the better equipped we'll be to actually engage in these very difficult and nuanced conversations.
It always comes back to knowledge, doesn't it?
It really does.
Knowledge is power, and especially in situations like this, because forewarned is forearmed, as they say. If anything that we've discussed today has resonated with you, even if it's just piqued your curiosity, I encourage you, don't let this be the end of the conversation. Keep exploring. Keep asking those questions.
There are resources available, you know? organizations dedicated to providing support and guidance for those who have been affected by human trafficking or those who are just trying to navigate the legal system. You're not alone.
Beautifully said. Well, as we wrap up our deep dive for today, I'm left with this one thought-provoking question that I'd love for all of you to consider. How do we as a society strike that balance, the balance between protecting the vulnerable and also upholding the rights of those who have been accused? It's something worth thinking about and discussing. Thanks for joining us today, and until next time, stay curious.